For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump pushed back against what his former attorney Michael Cohen said in pleading guilty this week to two felony campaign finance violations. As Cohen noted, he's violated the law at Trump's direction. Longtime Judiciary Committee member Senator Orrin Hatch on the plea deal of Michael Cohen, suggesting then-candidate Donald Trump okayed payments to avoid disclosures of alleged affairs.
Well, these are serious charges, and they can't be ignored.
Interviewed by Fox & Friends, the president said payments to women who've alleged affairs with him were not akin to campaign contributions.
They didn't come out of the campaign. They came from me.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders.
As the president has stated on numerous occasions, he did nothing wrong. There are no charges against him in this. Just because Michael Cohen made a plea deal doesn't mean that implicates the president on anything.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
New charges have been filed against the Arizona man who sold ammunition to the gunman in last fall's mass shooting in Las Vegas. While Douglas Haig sold ammunition to the gunman, Stephen Paddock, that isn't part of this indictment filed by state officials in Nevada. Haig does face charges of engaging in the business of making ammunition without a license. And in a separate case in Arizona, Haig is charged with manufacturing armor-piercing bullets, some of which were found in Paddock's Mandalay Bay hotel room following the massacre. Ohio State will start its football season without coach Urban Meyer. He's been suspended for the first three games for mishandling a domestic abuse case of a former assistant coach. Lead investigator Mary Jo White says they found that Meyer knew about the allegations but didn't report it.
More than 60,000 electronic documents and 10,000 pages of Coach Meyer's text messages from the past year were accessed and reviewed.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
They're getting set free. Animal crackers are no longer caged, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
You might say they're now free-range animal crackers. The packaging of Barnum's Animals from Nabisco has long depicted the circus animals inside as being inside cages, like they would be at a circus. But no longer, now they're just seen standing around. The change comes after a campaign from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. PETA was telling Nabisco and its parent company that there are brutal conditions at some circuses to get their animals to perform tricks, and it shouldn't be something that's glorified on the front of their package. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The man accused in the shooting at a Tennessee Waffle House will go to a mental health facility in the hopes that he becomes fit to stand trial. A judge has ruled that 29-year-old Travis Reinking is mentally unfit to stand trial on charges that he fatally shot four people at the Waffle House restaurant in Nashville on April 22nd. Forensic psychologist Rena Eisen testified at a court hearing.
To be not competent means that their mental illness is causing them to not be able to assist their attorney in their defense or to understand the proceedings against them.
Eisen says Reinking is refusing to take medication that could help treat his mental illness. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.